Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, your favorite podcast. The gentleman in front of me, hopefully, is one of your favorite comics. It's comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis, and our friend over there...
Forgot about him.
...is Wario.
Hey!
You're getting... Yeah, you... every week, I don't get used to the stash.
The mustache.
You're Greek, but weird Italian from the fucking 1920s.
Yeah, you have Greek eyes, Italian mouth.
Yeah, Greek eyes and an Italian mouth. Exactly.
You have a Mykonos asshole. That's
funny. We just finished. You host English shows now at Le Bordel every Tuesday. So when you're listening to this, if you press stop right now, like if you're the type of fucking crazy,
you're watching
person,
the premiere.
Stop the podcast now. Get in a fucking taxi, come to the Bordel, and you're gonna make it to the show.
Yeah, you're gonna see us in person.
This is the third week you do.
Fourth, I think.
Fourth week, first week that it's 100% full. Mm-hmm. So and it's going up. So next week we're gonna refuse people at the door. The week after, fucking
yeah, the tickets are cheap. Get them in advance. It's so much fun.
It's $15, right?
Yeah, I think it's $15.
$15. The best comics in Montreal. A really fun crowd. You know what I like about playing in English at the Bordel? It's a lot of French people that are there that understand English. So they have a sort of a French vibe that they clap.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It feels like a black room. Yeah. It's like a black room without all the black people.
Yeah. It's like it's basically a black room without the crime.
Yeah. Exactly. But with more racism.
Yeah, a lot more.
I thought you were going to say without
no,
crack.
They're good. They're good crowds.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's French people. There's Greek people that have been coming out.
Yeah, tonight there was a guy that lives in Greece.
Yeah.
That lives in Crete that was here.
Yeah, that was here, listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
I knew him from years before, and then he was a
and
fan.
And the way he was talking about where he lives, he doesn't seem to like it at all.
No, he doesn't
you know
like
how
it.
Crazy it is? When someone, because he was like, yeah, I grew up in Montreal, moved to Greece. 2 years ago?
This is the question. Mike's like, how do you like it?
Yeah, because I figured if you move away, here's what I'd answer. Even if I didn't like it, I'd be like, it's fun. It's good. He met me a minute ago. But he's like, I don't like it at all. I really don't like it.
It's a fucking island. I can't get off this goddamn island. Yeah, it's tough being on an island.
Yeah.
And also, we're used. That's why I say it's very hard to move from a place that you've kind of established roots in, because you know where everything is, you know how to do stuff, and then you go to and Greece. It's not an easy transition. It's a whole different world. It's only easy if you're from another European country or like North Africa,
or if you move with a bunch of people.
Yeah, then you're.
That's
fine.
Why, like, whenever immigrants come to the, whenever people are like, my parents came here. They were alone. You're like, they were alone. Well, they were alone with their brother and their fucking uncle. And
nine
their,
sisters.
And,
their,
and they lived the first 3 years, 79 people in a fucking one bedroom. Yeah. So you're like, okay, makes it easier.
Yeah, they
but
weren't alone.
If you move from Montreal to Greece alone, that's a rough year. The first year, because you're like, I'm Greek. And all the Greeks are like, no, you're not. You're a goddamn Canadian.
Yeah. Shut up, Frenchie.
Yeah. Hey, Frenchie. Yeah.
That's his nickname.
And even like, but I think anywhere you go alone, like this winter, I'm doing Florida a lot. And the last, I've been like three times already. And every time I go, when I have shit to do, I love it. But as soon as I don't have anything to do, I'm like, I don't know anyone here. Like, I think, like, I wanted to start doing shows again in Orlando. And I think one of the big reasons is just
meet people.
To go out and just fucking, and I like comics. So I'm like, I'm going to go out and I'll meet the Orlando Pantelis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Orlantelis.
Orlantelis.
I hope he's a black guy.
Yeah. and the Poseidon that'll be a retarded homosexual.
Oh, man.
Oh, speaking of retarded homosexuals, and I can say this because since they're very, very, very old, I know they're not going to listen. My dad is in a new old folks home, mm-hmm. and he's super happy. I'm not going to say the name so that people don't fucking bother. I don't think people would call. But anyway, and when because he had pneumonia, then caught COVID at the hospital, and the day I was picking him up, they called me and they were like, he has COVID, you can't pick him up, we have to keep him for 10 days. So I drove back to Montreal, and then the next morning they called me at 8 a.m. And here's the thing: if you have a 92-year-old father that has COVID and pneumonia, and the phone rings at 8 a.m,
I think he's dead.
I was like, he's fucking dead. He's fucking dead. So I pick up, and they're like, hello, Mr. Ward. Yes, it's about your father. And I'm like, okay. All right. He's dead? No, he's good. He's good, but he has COVID. I'm like, yeah, I know he has COVID. Yeah, and we checked. Legally, the home, they have to accept him. So he has to leave today, too.
You were in Montreal.
And I'm in Montreal. And I'm like, I'm in Montreal. And they were like, yeah, but it's 8 a.m. So as long as you're here by 2. And technically, they're right. Like, yeah. I have
3.5 hours.
Yeah. I have 6 hours to do a 2.5 hour drive. Yeah, so okay, I have plenty of time. But, like, and then the lady was like, you might have had plans. And I was like, I have 2 podcasts and 4 shows today. And then she was like, ah, okay.
No, what?
Yeah, because it was on Saturday. We were supposed to do 2 drink minimums.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was supposed to do the shows. And
she didn't give a fuck.
But it's normal that she doesn't give a fuck. Like, she doesn't care about my career. And so I went, but I was half asleep, so I don't really argue because I'm sleeping and I wake up. I'm sure my dad is dead. I find out he's not dead. So I'm happy he's not dead. And then I'm fucking kind of angry that I got to go to Quebec City to fucking pick him up. And it's
so you
not
showed
to
up
pick
with a
up.
Pillow.
So I show up with a pillow. Exactly. And I show up and then I tell the lady, I go, yeah, people at the home are going to fucking hate him. And then she's like, no. And I'm like, it's a small old folks home. There's like 12 people. 11 people don't have COVID. And 11 people know each other. I'm bringing in a new person. And old people hate new people.
Yeah.
That's why they're racist. It's not even a question of color or culture. It's just, I don't know that guy, so fuck him. I hate him.
Yeah, I hate him.
Fuck that guy. So I'm like, so I'm bringing in a fucking new guy that they don't know. That's fucking full of COVID. The COVID isn't dangerous anymore. But for a 90-year-old, COVID is still fucking...
Yeah, it's 90s, kinda, yeah.
So it's scary. So I bring him, and then there was a guy when I visited, there was this old guy that I was sure he was he had Alzheimer's. Because he was so happy to see me, and every time I'd pass by, he'd say hello like he just met me. So first time I went in, everyone says hello. He says hello. He's really happy. Second, I walk by again. He says hello. He's still happy. Nice to meet you. Third time, still nice to meet you. So I'm like, oh, this fucking guy with Alzheimer's, he's going to be horrible for my dad. When I show up with my dad, we're both wearing masks. My dad, because he has COVID, and me just because I'm bringing in fucking COVID. So we walk in, and then the old Alzheimer's guy, he's talking about my mask. And I'm like, oh, this fucking old idiot is talking shit about COVID. So I don't really listen. I bring my dad. Then when I walk by again, he tells me, he goes, I just hear, you're too handsome to wear a mask. And then I'm like, oh, okay, all right. Okay, he doesn't have Alzheimer's. He's retarded. And then I walk by again. And then he goes, every time I'd walk by, he'd be like, hello. And then he'd be like, you're very handsome. And then I'm like,
you're gonna get your dick sucked at old folks home.
He's a gay guy. He's gonna suck my dick in a way that isn't the proper way to suck a dick. He's too dumb to suck a dick, but he wants to suck a dick. He's going to suck my dick like he's eating corn on the cob.
Yeah, but if you don't got no teeth, it's going to be the best one.
So then I talked to the lady that owns the place. And I went to see my dad every day. Like I'd come back. I came back for the next day. I did the Suzukut. I went back. So I've been going a lot just to show the lady, look, okay, he's gonna kill all your other guys, but I'm good. I'm good. Like I'm always here. And I didn't negotiate on the price.
You just brought him in there.
And I was taking extras that I didn't even
need.
Is
he making friends?
Not yet, because he's got a quarantine.
He's
for
isolated.
10 days. Yeah, he's isolated.
But
I know that everyone's looking forward to meeting him, especially one gentleman.
But your dad is tough as nails, bro.
My dad, fucking holy 92, shit. Had pneumonia for 3 weeks.
Fuck.
And
didn't notice.
Until the mucus hardened and then he passed out at the doctor's.
Yeah.
Then he got COVID. And he's fucking okay. And then when I brought him to the old folks home, we stopped at his apartment. We picked out all the shit. I went to the pharmacy to pick up his pills. In the pharmacy, there's a poster for a vaccine against pneumonia. And it says, here are some misconceptions about pneumonia. And it says, only old people die of pneumonia. And it said, no, 1 in 14 die of pneumonia. And I'm like, this motherfucker is 92, but he's 92.
Yeah, it's very impressive.
COVID, like, what is it? It's like, now it's probably like 1 in 1,000 dies.
For old people, I don't know.
But old people is still like 1 in probably like 4 or 5 out of 100. Plus the pneumonia, it's like 5%. So he's the fact that he's not dead, he's probably going to fucking, he's a vampire that didn't age well.
Yeah, he's making it work.
Yeah, yeah.
5.7%, I think, of old people that got caught COVID.
And so what do they consider old people? Is it
over
like
65?
And my dad's 92.
Yeah,
god damn.
Yeah,
but I don't think they have a 92. Over 90 or.
But I think it's because like my grandma died at 101, and my grandfather. My dad had me when he was old. His parents had him when he was old. My grandfather was born in 1884.
What the
fuck? Yeah, and he died in 1972. So he was like 88, which isn't that old, but it's still pretty old. But in the fucking early 70s, that was insanely old. Yeah. And he was diabetic, and he didn't control it. Like, that's what he died of. Like, he used to love dessert. And he was like, I'm eating dessert. And they were like,
that's what got him diabetes.
What? Yeah.
And my dad's grandfather had diabetes too, but they didn't know in those days because his grandfather was probably born in 1840. So my dad was like, yeah, I think my grandfather had diabetes. And he was like, I was like, why? And he goes, because we used to say he was cranky and lazy. Because he was just
ups and downs.
He was a blind man just that would spend all day in bed and just yell at people.
No.
But he was fucking just probably dying slowly
and no
of
one
an
knew.
Illness that they didn't even have a cure for. And people were like, look at that old fucking lazy piece of shit.
And he would yell at people.
That's like, look, because one of the symptoms of diabetes when it's not cured, when your blood sugar's high, you're super aggressive. You're not aggressive, you're short with people. Huh? You're like, you don't take shit. You don't take shit. And my wife, she, since we've been together for so long, sometimes she'll ask me something, I'll answer, and she'll be like, is your blood sugar high? And then I check, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it is. Like, I get angry quickly. Not like violent angry, but just I don't take shit from anyone.
She's like, why?
Yeah.
Is your blood sugar high? No, your eyes just black normally.
Yeah. Is your blood sugar high? No, you're a fucking bitch.
you're crazy.
You're a yappy bitch. Shut your mouth.
Goddamn.
Poseidon, you and your stash, have you been watching the World Cup at all?
No, I haven't. I don't care.
Good.
Because you're boycotting Qatar?
No, I just don't care.
You just tell people you're boycotting Qatar.
Okay, I'm boycotting Qatar.
Why are you racist?
I love how people, though, now are boycotting Qatar.
Yeah, it's
we've
too late.
Known.
It's 2010.
We've known. It was fucking, it's been forever. Yeah. And the FIFA, every time there's a documentary or a story about the FIFA, we know that they're garbage human beings. that will fuck anyone over for money. We know that Qatar has a shit ton of money, and they're going to lie and go, no, do what you want to do. Do your thing.
Well,
you be you, boo.
But they had a, I talked about on station, like they had a, the head of FIFA, Giovanni, whatever the fuck his name is, the Italian guy. He spoke, he did a press conference.
Does he have a mustache like him?
No, he's bald.
Oh, shit.
And he had a press conference, and he's basically blaming people. He goes, if you don't accept this, you're the racist because you don't accept other cultures. You don't accept Qatar has their own culture. Even though they made contracts years ago that when the World Cup would happen in Qatar, Qatar wouldn't talk shit about people who are not married, going on dates, gay people, drinking alcohol. It wouldn't be a problem until just a few days before the World Cup. Like, fuck you guys. So he says that, and then he goes, I myself, I know what it's like. You're all saying that. I don't know what it's like to be persecuted because all these people died building it. And
he said, gay I'm people. Italian?
Yeah, no, that's what he said. He goes, I know what it's like. When I was young, I would get bullied because I had red hair. Imagine that, red hair. They would bully me relentlessly. So today I feel Arab. I feel Qatari.
What?
Yeah, he goes, I feel
what
gay.
What a dummy. Did he say
yeah, yeah, yeah. He said, gay? Yeah, go pull it up. He goes, I feel gay.
Oh, shit.
Giovanni Infantino, whatever the fuck his name is, he goes, I feel gay. He goes, I feel, what else does he? He felt everything. He goes, I feel like a woman. I feel like a trans man. I feel like he's so, like he thought that would work.
Did the prime minister or president of Qatar, when he said, I feel gay, punch him?
Yeah, get the fuck out of my country.
You fucking faggot.
Yeah, get out of my country.
he just received a rock.
You're going to seduce us with your sexy gay bald head.
Man of many feelings, they're saying.
Yeah,
bro. From a website called Boing Boing.
Play the video.
What? That means he listened to fucking Cuomo, the governor, and he was
I'm
like,
Italian.
I'm the highly
Italian thing.
Yeah, play it. Skip
FIFA
her.
FIFA president feels Arab and gay. And FIFA, for anyone that speaks French, in Quebec, is the slang for gay is FIF.
Yeah,
that's so. Funny.
Skip ahead. Skip to when you see him talking.
Anticipated FIFA.
Can you put the volume down?
Yeah. Friends. Today I feel.
Can you hear it?
No, I can't hear
Qatari.
It. That's.
Oh, you
today
wanna?
I feel. Okay.
Rewind a bit. Okay. 5 seconds or so Mike could see it.
Okay, that's why you didn't get
Gianni Infantino last
press conference.
Today I feel Qatari. Today I feel Arab. Today I feel disabled.
I feel disabled.
Today I feel a migrant worker.
What?
Today I feel
God damn.
That's the dumbest.
It sounds like music. A song, yeah. That's what they do after, I guess, this video.
Oh, they're making fun of him, probably.
Yeah.
I hope he didn't get on the song. I didn't see that.
He broke out into a musical number?
No. That's
got to be a joke.
They probably took the song, I Feel Like a Woman.
Yeah. But that's what I said. I said he was...
Oh, God damn. That was very cringy.
What a dummy. I feel... Because... You can. I get what he was trying to go with. He could have said, "Look, I get how they feel."
Yeah.
Because I've said that too. Look, I know how they feel because blah blah blah.
Yeah.
But I've never said
I feel gay.
Like if something's happening with trans people, I never go, I feel trans. Yeah. I don't feel trans.
I feel migrant worker.
Yeah. I feel like a migrant worker. What the fuck does that mean? Yeah. I feel like a migrant worker. That means
believe it or not, I come here, they take my passport.
Yeah. I don't want to be here. I had dreams. they brought me here. Some man fucked my wife.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm a migrant worker. I'm a migrant from Italy. And I'm here.
The president of FIFA probably makes like
a lot of money,
or like over the table, legit, like over a million, and under the table, at least a couple million.
Yeah,
and he knows what it's like to be a dude that someone stole his passport and wouldn't let him go back to his country, and that half of his brothers died to build a fucking stadium.
He said he knows what it's like for gays to be persecuted because he was a redhead growing up.
Does being a redhead make you gay? I don't get it.
No, because apparently redheads in his village were very persecuted. They're like, ha ha, you have red hair.
And no, but
carrot top looking motherfucker. We're just all ginger.
I know, like in the old days, people used to do jokes about ginger.
But it wasn't as bad as getting beat up for being gay.
But there was never a time that, like, gingers just had people making fun of them. And in the old days, gingers that got beat up, they got beat up because they're like, fuck you, fuck you. And then some guy stronger than them was like, fuck you. And
gay
then
guys
they
were coming out of clubs and getting beat up.
Gay guys in fucking the South are coming out of clubs and getting shot.
Yeah.
How can you compare someone that fucking is sucking a dick and getting shot to someone said I looked like fucking Kathy Griffin.
Yeah. I feel like a tampon. Yeah. He's this fucking guy.
What a dummy.
I feel like a tampon.
What a dummy. God damn it.
Speaking of the FIFA World Cup, have you seen this fake fans fiasco?
Oh, I don't even know
what that is.
Oh, so my Qatar, God. Everything is fake, right? Because no one... So what they did is they go, no, people love being in Qatar. So they paid the migrant workers they have enslaved there to pretend like there's something else. So you could see thousands of people with Argentina shirts pretend to be Argentinian, but they're just a bunch of Pakistanis.
Oh.
Argentina, my friend, Argentina.
Oh, that's not true.
Yes.
Oh, these guys are Brazilian?
Yeah, look at all these Brazilians.
Oh, gee, wait, but don't start it right away.
Okay. Look at this Brazilian.
How is that, like, okay, a white person with dreadlocks, is racist because they're appropriating someone else's culture, but a Qatari forcing a Pakistani to pretend to be Brazilian is okay.
Panchotteri, I'm from Rio de Janeiro, my friend.
Look at them. God damn, shouldn't they?
That's amazing.
They look nothing like Brazilians.
Yeah. To the untrained eye of a racist, maybe.
Jesus, fuck.
You want me to play this shit?
The guy with the hat kind of looks like GC Surrett.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
He's a Pakistani GC Surrett.
Yeah. It's Jay-Z Sanjeev. Yeah.
So we know that they, even though there's no beer in that stadium, they know how to get alcohol.
Yeah. JC will find the booze.
Oh, shit. All right. You want me to play it?
Yeah.
You want me to put volume or no?
Sure.
I know, I probably shouldn't. It's some Indian song playing.
Brazil fans, Qatar.
Spanish fans.
These guys are Spanish.
No, they're not Spanish, bro.
I can't.
The Germans!
That was
German. Portugal, look, bro.
Jesus fucking Christ. Is it the same dudes? I hope it's the same dudes.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
I'm pretty sure it's the same dudes.
I don't know.
Is that a northern country?
Yeah, those
England.
England. England, they can pull it off.
But though. England, I've been to England, everyone is from India.
Yeah, they can pull
funny.
That one off.
That's
yeah.
funny.
That one I'll give to them. Oh, that's a gimme.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
It's definitely the same.
Argentina.
There's something funny about seeing a Pakistani playing a fucking bongo. Oh, or whatever, a little
this
drum.
Is hilarious, bro.
This is the greatest gift the World Cup
has
given.
Oh, and see one of the guys. See the guy with the Messi shirt. That guy.
Yeah.
He's wearing a long Messi shirt, like a Pakistani dude.
Like a robe. Yeah.
He's wearing a robe.
Oh shit!
He's wearing a robe. He's like, God damn. They should. Oh fuck. And you know what's fucked up too? All these countries, it's just men that are fans. There's no fucking lady fans.
Oh, yeah, it's true, huh?
It's too much.
God damn.
It's so dumb. I hate the fakery of that region.
But that proves the fakery of our region.
Yeah.
Everyone that's always like super woke and angry about how you treat women without respect, blah, blah, because they're a bitch.
They're getting paid.
Okay, so someone that here calls someone a bitch and then goes, hey, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have called her a bitch, is a piece of garbage. These fucking people that there are no women, that they don't let women have rights. It's okay. It's a different culture.
You want me to do you one further? You know how they're not letting people drink? And then like Piers Morgan and those guys, like, why don't you respect their culture? They just don't like alcohol. If you can't watch
Piers
a game.
Piers Morgan is against people drinking in
Qatar? Yeah, he's for the Qataris because he's down there. He's a paid shill. He's there reporting for Fox. So what's amazing about it is these are the double standards. So the rule is there is alcohol there. It's in the private boxes where the Qatari princes are
because
they're drinking. So the people whose country it is that say you shouldn't, them drinking, they're drinking.
Yeah. It's like when I've been to the...
Can't you not be... But Piers Morgan's logic again. Can't you just not drink? Can't you just not be gay for 1 month? You have to suck a cock. Like,
I've been to the Arab Emirates a couple of times.
Yeah.
And the Arab Emirates are a super nice place for about 2.5 days.
Okay.
And then all of the hypocrisy, you're like, Go fuck yourselves. Go fuck yourselves. And when you talk to the rich people that are there, even Westerners that live there now, they just fucking, they buy all the bullshit. Like, I was telling people, I was like, you guys don't have free speech. And they were like, no, we have free speech. And I was like, if you talk shit, even if you don't talk shit about the king, if you just say something that isn't 100% positive about the king, they'll put you in prison. There was even a law when I was there that you couldn't even look at the picture of the king, or the whatever they call him, the sultan. If you looked at him and someone caught you looking at him, you had to say he's very handsome.
What? Where was this?
In the Arab Emirates. And I That's was absurd. Like, and I was like, you guys are against free speech. And this journalist, she was like, no, we're for free speech. And I was like, no, you're not. And she was like, no, but we're for it. But we're for it for people that are smart. If you're smart, you can say what you want. But dumb people will say dumb shit. So you don't want dumb people to say dumb shit. And I'm like, but who decides what's dumb shit and who isn't?
How do you feel about the Sultan? I don't like him. That's some dumb shit, bro.
Yeah.
That's some
dumb shit. Then she was talking about, but then after like 3 minutes, then she was talking about all of the leaders she had interviewed. And then I realized, okay, when she lived in Libya, she was friends with Arafat. So she was like,
yes, Arafat. No, that
Arafat.
I think was Palestine.
Was Palestine? Okay, but she.
Gaddafi. Gaddafi.
She was friends with with Arafat, wherever he's from.
Oh shit! I think he was the Palestinian guy.
Yeah, and she was like, she was friend, not with Gaddafi, but she was one of the only Westerners to do an interview with Osama bin Laden. And I was like, oh, shit, that must have been weird, talking to, like, a monster. And she was like, no, he wasn't a monster.
Big plane enthusiast.
He was like, he was a guy with a lot of fucking ideas. And I was like, okay, you got fucking brainwashed. Like, you're, like, crazy brainwashed. And I'm not saying that, like, everything. Like, he must have had some qualities. Everyone has qualities.
You could build a fridge.
Even Jeffrey Dahmer had qualities. But fucking saying that you bragging that you fucking knew Osama bin Laden and then saying that I was like, oh, go fuck yourself.
He was a good guy. Yeah. He was great at parties, a lot of stories.
Yeah.
Wasn't a big fan of you guys, though. I got to say that.
Westerners. I told, like, Michel, like, I was with my manager, Michel, and I was telling this lady. And I was like, as I was talking to her, I was just like, I was talking to her in English. And then I should have said to Michelle in French, I was like, I fucking hate this country. All of these fucking people.
Oh, we can't go back to them now. I'm like, thank
fuck,
you.
I hate them.
Before I came out to the bordel tonight, there was.
You did that. You made your coming out tonight.
Yeah. You came before out. I came out at the people here.
I'm gay and I'm Qatari.
Yeah. You know how hard it is for me to go home?
Being gay in Qatari must be hard because you go to gay clubs to pretend like you're going to suck dicks, but you bite them off because they're evil.
Where would you?
Unless you're a prince.
Why would you at gay club? To fight the gays. Okay, good, good. Yeah. So you fight them dick first. It's the best way to fight them.
Yeah.
Okay, I
like. You turn them around. You surprise them. I surprise the gays. I surprise the gays and then I surprise them in their face. In their face and on their chest.
Yes, surprise attack, my friend. Don't hate the player, hate the gays.
Don't hate the players, hate the gays. Don't hate the players, hate the gays. What a good joke.
God, that's amazing. So before I left the house, sometimes I like to have stuff in the background, and it's normally Seinfeld or Curb. But on Netflix, sometimes I'll put a show that I know I'm not going to watch just to hear noise. And there's a show called Dubai Bling or Bling Dubai.
Oh, shit.
It's like the Kardashians, but in Dubai with Arabs. So it's like keeping up with
they have so much money the there too, so it must be crazy.
It's Dubai Bling, I've confirmed.
Okay, it is so... I could hear what's happening, and then I had to look at the screen because I was getting angry hearing these conversations. It does worse for Arab-Western relations than 9/11 did. Bro, it is. You want to kill all these imbeciles. She influencer. She owes her Instagram. Make promotion. Versace. I hate her. Why you talk shit about me, girl? And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? What? This is the Kardashians, but Arabs. Then there, one lady, she has this Indian guy. He's Indian. He looks Indian to me. I think he's Indian. and she's her house. This is the first 5 minutes. She says her house is not big enough for her. He goes, I don't know what to do. He goes, I built, the room was extended 3 times. This used to be another room and it's just her closet. And then, let's do this now. Her friend comes over and she's bitching at her friend. Khalkhalash, khalkhalash. He don't want to buy me a new house. Khalkhalash. And then she's like, oh, you should get him. Tell him $90 million. Write me the check. I'll get you a house for $90 million. He's like, no. All he offered, and they're like by the beach. They're by, like, he goes, all he offered, because he's a fucking bum, is he offered to buy either this house, like to the house to our left, or the house to our right, and connect it with the tunnel so that the second house could be my closet. Like, such a cheapskate. And I was like, bro, is this bitch crazy? Yeah. Kill her. Kill her, drown her in the fucking Saudi.
Does she
fake
know
beach?
That he's that she's in a country that if he wanted to, he could beat her on television
and get away with
he
it?
He could just punch her and go, this is a blooper. The blooper reel.
Mike, I wanted to punch her in the face. I wanted to go to fucking Dubai and punch her in the face. I was shocked.
What a cunt.
All he would do is he says, I have the option. I could buy this house or this. His two neighboring houses. I go, okay, well, buy one of the neighbor houses, put a tunnel, build a tunnel, and you'll have your closet.
That's what's crazy, though. That's what you see. No matter the country, that you're like, okay, they don't respect women. And countries that don't, women don't have basic human rights. In the house, even in those countries, women control everything.
But she was,
and these fucking guys.
I think he was from the UK because she was.
Just let these women fucking control them.
Yeah, this was too much. Yeah. Like, this was way
too
much.
Yeah, that's insane.
I was sitting angry. Down.
Yeah,
but he's for real though. He's a big bum though. Like, yeah, how dare he just buy one house to connect?
He's a fucking guy's a deadbeat.
He's a goddamn poor.
Yeah,
he's acting like a poor.
So hold on, your wife is telling you you've outgrown your mansion, and your one way to fix that problem is to buy the neighboring mansion and connect them. But what are you homeless? Yeah. What are you doing? You disgust me.
Yeah,
I thought you were Indian. You're low tier Indian. I thought you were high tier. What the fuck's going on?
I said something to my wife. Like, my wife has never been a, like, she's not like a money grubbing whore or anything. But and she isn't even like whenever we talked about breaking up, she was like, you paid for everything, so it's all your shit. I don't want anything. And we've been married a long time, so legally she's allowed to allowed to take half, but she doesn't want half. But I remember the first house we bought. Before I met her, she lived in a 2.5. So, like, not even a one bedroom. It was like kind of a studio with a
living room, kitchen situation.
Yeah, but kind of a bedroom, but not really a bedroom.
Bed living room.
A bed living room.
A living bedroom.
So I buy a house with a fucking like 2 stories and a pool and a fucking finished basement, and the heater was broken in the bedroom. So I was like, I don't have enough money to fucking fix it right away. I'll wait, and in a year I'll fix it. And then she kept on bitching all the time. She about, it's fucking cold in here. I had lived like this. And I was like, you used to sleep in your goddamn kitchen. So shut the fuck up. I was so angry.
That's the funniest thing.
And then she was like, she shut her mouth.
You went from kitchen to mansion. Shut the fuck up.
Like, she didn't shut her mouth because she was scared, but she realized, I should shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm living it up.
Yeah. I guess that's just human. You get used to stuff and then you bitch.
Want more. No, that's the human condition. You always want more. Mm. That's a good and a bad thing because that's what destroys people, but that's what also builds stuff.
Yeah. Mm. I remember when I started doing comedy. The first year that I was just a comedian, I made $1,700. But my mom used to fucking give me money, help out a little. But I was like, I fucking made it. I made it. I don't have another job. That's all I do. I have fucking 2 roommates and don't have a phone, don't have anything. And it only cost me $130 a month for rent. Like, I was living like Adam. Yeah, I was basically Adam.
So it's hope for Adam.
I was like, I goddamn made it. And then when I started making money, I was like, I used to be okay on $1,700. Like, with the money my mom gave me in the 90s, let's say I could survive on $5,000 a year.
Okay.
So I was like, $5,000 a year is nothing. So I was like, if I'm poor again, I don't care. I can survive on $5,000 a year. And then with inflation, I always changed it. And I was always like, I could survive on $10,000 a year, $15,000 a year. And then last year, I just started checking how much I was spending, and I was like, God damn, if I only make 20,000 a year,
I'm dying.
I'm gonna suck dicks the first, like, after 11 days. I'll be like, I don't need money.
I don't. I got this cock business. Did you hear what happened to him and Adam?
No.
He went to visit Casa de
Adam. Oh, dude.
You went to his house?
You want to call it that?
Did you see his main house, or you saw the mansion? where he puts his lady friends.
You know Harry Potter? Have you watched the first Harry Potter movie?
A million years ago.
Okay. You know how it was under the stairs?
Yeah.
Worse.
Okay.
Dude, like, it was, like, he didn't
it
have.
It wasn't as magical.
He didn't have floorboards. Like, he had this weird carpet that you use as insulation in the walls. The that was his carpet.
From the walls? It was that, on
that's
the
what his carpet was to keep him warm.
God damn.
So I walk.
The intellectuals, like, every Thursday night at 8.
So when you, and that Hold shit on. Is thick. So when you're walking, he's
but it
like,
was like, it was
I'm
like
walking on marshmallows.
It was like a compressed version. It was red. It was weird. Like, anyways.
So he's already feeling antsy.
So his feet must get itchy.
It was super itchy.
He's not a man bothered by
itchy feet. And then I don't think he can even take off his. Anyways.
Does he have, but it wouldn't even cover the bathroom?
Hold on. We're going to get Mike. We're going to get to everything in a minute. I gotta tell you this shit. It's wild as fuck.
But spoiler alert, it doesn't have a bathroom.
So the carpet only covers half of his apartment. By the way, it doesn't even cover. The other half is
just empty concrete.
Yeah, basically.
He lives the way many people lived in Germany after the Second World War.
Yeah, but hold on.
Do you think he watches like documentaries about Anne Frank and he's like, that lucky bitch?
Yeah, a whole attic.
She lived in an attic, so she got to see the sun.
These Jews really do have everything.
The Jews do control everything.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Adam is, I keep asking this and I keep forgetting, and I'll ask it again next week. He's not Jewish. He only looks so.
No,
Jewish,
he's,
right?
I was about to say Czech Korean. Republican. I don't know why.
He looks Jewish, but he lives like a Czech Republic.
Yeah. He looks Jewish, lives Czech.
So then that's not the worst one. So
even people in the Czech Republic are like, we don't live like that. Yeah. Even people in the Ukraine are like, we got it better than him.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, you know what?
People in Vanuatu are like, what is this?
Every time a Ukrainian hears about this, like, dear God, thank you for just bombing here.
Yeah. Thank you for Putin.
Thank you for
Putin. At least I'm not Adam.
Thank you for blowing up my house and having me stand on rubble instead of insulation.
God damn. So he's seeing this like a circus.
So then,
and did you pretend like it was cool so that he wouldn't feel pathetic?
Hold on. No. I'm like, bro, Adam, you can't live like this. He's like, no, this is amazing.
He said it was amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm living a dream. I don't live with my mom anymore.
Yeah. And I'm like, but dude,
I don't have a bathroom.
How old is he?
I'm like, dude, you're 44. Not even allowed.
44, and he's bragging that he doesn't live with his mom. He lives in a place where instead of carpet, they have insulation.
And then, hold on, that's not the worst of it. First of all, it's...
By the way, pause, because this relates. I met French guys after the show today. A French guy that came to tell me that he loves all this, all that we do. He's French, but he listens to the English stuff. And he goes, I guess, about the intellectual. He goes, I've been getting hooked on that. He goes, what is up? Where'd you find these fucking people? And then I go, Mike mentioned it on Suzuku, right? He's like, yeah. He goes, you mentioned on Suzuku. He goes, what is going on with these fucking people? He goes, I can't. He goes, I'm in it. He goes, it's like, I have to be emotionally ready to listen to this.
Yeah. I think, you know what's crazy? When people start... watching the intellectuals, they go down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And the rabbit hole is better than Adam's apartment.
Yeah.
Like, an actual rabbit hole would be better. It smells like shit, but there's some carrots.
It gets worse. Hold on,
it gets way worse. First of all, I would like to mention, his apartment is more narrow than this studio.
It's not an apartment. It's a closet. It used to be a boiler room.
Yeah, so it's like a mobile home, but underground.
No, not even. Closet.
He used it for storage, the landlord.
It was a storage room.
And the Mike's storage, expressions are killing
Mike,
me.
Mike, the storage is still in that room.
Hold on. He's not even.
God damn. Jesus fuck. God damn. Hold on, dude.
By the way, I would just like to say for the record, I'm not laughing at Adam's situation. No, I'm laughing at the situation. I'm laughing at Mike's reaction.
I'm laughing at the situation, but I am shocked. You guys don't understand. When he called me, I didn't know what to do. I was like, what do I do for this guy? I feel like even if I give him money, he won't do anything.
So half of his room, it's being used for storage for another guy that lived there or something.
A few years ago.
And they're like, they keep telling me, yeah, don't worry, he'll come collect it, but they're just leaving it there.
And how, like, it's narrow, but how deep is it? Like,
as long as the studio.
So, and he lives in half of this.
Yeah.
So, like, the other half has
storage. But hold on. Jesus. Hold on. Then there's a door. There's a door. First of all, he's not allowed to go into the second half of the room to open the light because it's the other person's stuff there. So he doesn't go there.
So he's not allowed to open the light. The second light. So his roommate is...
No, he doesn't have a roommate. Hold on.
His roommate is boxes, and the boxes is the alpha. Yes. The boxes are the alpha, and he's the beta.
Listen to this. Then there's another door. And then I realize, I'm like, Adam, there's another door. He's like, yeah. I'm like, what's in there? Like, you have all this extra space. He goes, I'm not allowed to go in there. I'm like, what do you mean? You're not allowed to go in there, Adam. He goes, the landlord uses that for extra storage.
But he's using the room as extra storage.
You're paying rent. And he goes, yeah, so? I'm like, what the fuck? So then I open and I check inside. And lo and behold, the guy uses it. He leaves a ladder there, construction equipment. He has a sink. Hold on. It gets better. He has a sink. He has.
Does Adam have a kitchen?
No, he doesn't.
Hold on. He doesn't have a kitchen.
So where
does he have a microwave?
There's a sink in the other room.
Hold on. So there's a sink.
I have to go there.
Does he have a bathroom?
And there's like a heating stuff, like boiler stuff. And then get this, Mike. If he wakes up in the middle of the night and he wants to piss,
he's got to go to McDonald's.
He can't. He can't.
He's got to go
because there's no bathroom. There's no bathroom in his apartment. Where's the nearest gas station? So every time in the day, in the middle of the day, whenever he wants to use the washroom, he has to go out of his apartment. Out of his storage room, go into the other apartment that he used to live in that he got kicked out of, by the way, by his landlord, because his landlord was like, I'm going to give you a deal.
Who lives in that apartment?
Some other guy.
So, and he goes into weirdos. That guy.
He goes into the other person's apartment
to piss and shit and take a shower. I'm just going to cut you off for a sec. Remember a couple of years ago, there was that weird Latino guy in Cleveland that had kidnapped women. And he locked them up in the basement and he'd rape them.
Pitbull?
And they got pregnant.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do remember.
Yeah, and they did a documentary series about him in Cleveland. So these ladies lived in a basement. They were tied up. They got raped.
That wasn't Mr. Worldwide. It wasn't Pitbull.
They had a better life than Adam.
Yeah, they had a kitchen facility.
They had their own bathroom.
God damn.
Imagine not having, you know how fucked up that is?
That's fucked up.
Yeah, but at least
Mike.
He doesn't have to live with his mom, bro. This guy's made it.
Like even just sharing a bathroom is annoying. Yeah. With people you don't know. Like, yeah. I don't mind sharing a bathroom. Like, I wouldn't mind sharing a bathroom with you guys. But like, let's say if I lost everything and I had to live just in a room, I could do it if I had my own bathroom.
Yeah.
But having to share my bathroom with someone else, and plus having to fucking, Jesus Christ, how does he live? What? It's surprising he hasn't committed suicide.
I've said that, but Poseidon tells me that he likes it.
He goes, look, man, he goes...
He doesn't know anything else.
Like, he...
Jeez. On his own, man. This is what he knows. Man.
I had a... There's a comic I met that was from Burundi. And he had told me...
Did you make that place up?
I did make that place up. But he was from Burundi, and then he lived in Rwanda in the years when Rwanda wasn't a good place. Compared to now.
Yeah.
Now it's a fucking...
It's popping.
Yeah, it's the Monte Carlo of...
Well, Africa, yeah.
But yeah, but he was telling me, I was like, it must have been rough, but at least since everyone around you was poor, it mustn't have been... as rough as white people or from the West think it is. And he goes, no, it was actually, it was worse. Because he goes, the roughest thing is we had fucking the internet and TV. So we saw how fucking you guys lived. So he goes, when I was little, I used to watch Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. It was a show in the 80s. And he was like, I didn't know that it was only the super wealthy that lived like that. So he was like, all of these motherfuckers in North America live like that. So he was like, I felt even poorer than I actually was. He was like, I wasn't as poor as like fucking like a Christian CCF fund, you know, I didn't have flies on my face and a big fucking belly. But he was like, I was still African poor. And but he was like, I felt like crazy poor because I saw how rich everyone was. So Adam lives in North America.
Yeah.
So he must know that some people have
apartments,
a sink.
Yeah. oh, and get this. I didn't investigate. I don't think he has heating.
I told you he doesn't have heating. I didn't investigate.
Oh, you told me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. But yeah.
Has he ever been in your place? You're going to be ashamed of, like, you're going to be embarrassed. You're going to pretend that you live in the elevator.
He goes up and down. I can't get much sleep, but you know. And his elevator is very small.
Yeah.
God,
I felt
poor dude.
Like, honestly, it broke my heart, though. Yeah, it legit broke my heart. Like, we're laughing, but it broke my heart.
It's the saddest, most hilarious thing
I've
ever heard. God damn. Poor dude. What a fucking poor dude.
But he's happy, though.
It's what you said, by the way. You get the life you deserve.
You almost want to hug him, but as you're hugging him, you put your hand over his mouth and nose.
And suffocate him. But you know that Adam, he...
poor dude.
Like,
Jesus,
he had... Fuck. Like, he basically ran his dad's corporation to the ground. crippling gambling addiction. Like, he brought it on himself in some ways.
Damn. But no one, you know when you hit the bottom of the barrel?
Yeah.
Like, there are people that have committed suicide for less. That were, like, way better off.
Yeah.
Way better. Like, this is why I hope that there's an afterlife, that everyone that committed suicide because they hit the bottom of the barrel, I hope they're watching the podcast right now and going, God damn, I'm happy I'm not that guy.
Oh, man. And, you know,
and
I was...
And the guys, I love the guy, but God damn.
Fuck. I have, on top of it, in my apartment...
I just want to come back. Okay, so when he wakes up in the middle of the night...
Oh, it was very difficult, bro.
Yeah, that's what I think.
But
positions were weird.
Sometimes he borrows his neighbor's toilet, or he goes to the restaurant. how does like so he must wash once a week.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
He smell weird?
No,
he smells like Adam. He doesn't sweat. He doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
He's a goddamn cat.
And you know,
he's definitely a house cat.
Does he lick himself to clean himself?
I don't know.
Where does he go take a shit, piss? Is it the gas station nearby or a restaurant nearby? Because whatever it is, they know him. They're like, oh, it's him again.
You must think he's homeless. I'm pretty sure. Your studio, like, he must use that bathroom more than any other.
No, I've never seen him use it actually.
No. Maybe.
I've never seen him take the key.
Oh, maybe he doesn't. You're right.
Yeah. Or maybe he just does he eat a lot? He probably doesn't eat much.
How's he gonna eat? I've only seen him eat a banana.
$20
a
month. How's he gonna eat?
So maybe he just doesn't eat. So that banana keeps him alive for a month. Like, because if you never shit, you can keep all those calories.
You know what's crazy?
He's a calorie hoarder.
He's a camel.
He's the next evolution.
He's a camel.
He can't even pour himself a glass of water in the middle of the night. So if he wakes up.
Well, how's he going to pour a glass of water? He pour from where? He has no kitchen, no fridge.
It's crazy.
What does he have on standby? Like
in the room with
crackers?
The sink? The room with the sink?
So how does he eat?
He's not allowed in there.
He has to order out every meal.
He doesn't have money for that.
I don't know how he eats. Oh, my God.
He goes to the grocery store and just buys something and eats.
Oh, the other day I was at the
grocery
store.
Well, he's one of those
guys
that goes to the store and just buys what he eats.
But he can't cook it.
So if ever you see him with like minced meat, bro... You know that's disgusting.
You know what I think too? That like I imagine him buying only Chef Boyardee, eating it cold.
Yeah.
And he probably doesn't have. Does he have the funds to get a can opener, or he just hits it with a screwdriver?
Idea. But the other day I was walking through the grocery store and somebody had opened a box of Nature Valley granola bars, and it's a pack of 10, and he had grabbed like half.
That's Adam.
Probably Adam does this.
Jesus fuck.
And now that you think, I have no idea how the fuck he eats.
God damn.
And he does 2 drink minimum. He's my third highest paid employee. he does intellectuals.
Yeah.
He's my third
the intellectuals.
My third highest paid employee. Yeah.
But
you know what's crazy? Like this week we're going to New York. We all have our own hotel rooms with a fucking sink.
Oh, I don't know. I was getting the upgrade.
What? Yeah. A toilet, an actual toilet. You don't have to go to the neighbor's place to shit.
I'm living large.
Yeah, that's crazy.
God damn.
And we're gonna be like, I don't like this hotel. Like, there's gonna be something about the hotel that we'll be like, because I like bathtubs, and I'll be like, It's a fuck. They had a bathtub, but it's a little small.
Yeah, we're always gonna find it like this hotel's too gay. This hotel's not gay enough. There's like there's always something that bugs us. We have to find an excuse.
And
yeah, I feel terrible because he's not an evil. Like, he's not a bad guy. He's a little dumb. Not even dumb. What is it? He's very gullible. He falls. I did an episode called "Who Is Adam?" and the whole episode was just him and Adam, and he's telling us about his life and why he's almost going to prison. And, you know, he got scammed and all this, and he just falls for every scam. And then he fights you on it. Like, he'll be like, "So you're telling me the woman from San Francisco that randomly messaged me and now we're friends on Facebook and wants to sell me Bitcoin? You're telling me that's a scam?" I was like, "Yeah, that's an obvious scam," and he doesn't get it. He's like, "But I gave it to him $200. It was a scam. Why would I have given her $200?
No, hold on. What did he say? He goes, "She gave me $250
to then put in her crypto account, and then the $250 I saw it turn to $400 because it's one of those scams where you see her giving you money and you put it in the account. You see the account double, so you think, "Oh shit! If I put money, it'll keep doubling." So then they take your money.
And you know what he said? He goes, "I wrote it down because it was so ridiculous. I could have scammed her and taking the money, but I didn't because I'm a good guy." He goes,
so I gave her my money.
The good thing about someone like him is he seems happy with what he has. And my dad kind of has that. Remember, like last week, I said my dad was sleeping in the hallway at the hospital.
Glass half full.
And
guy.
He was like, "Hey, this is the best. There's a bunch of action people. It's a fun place, and I get free food." So Adam, if Adam ever makes it to lower, not even middle class, just if he gets out of the...
If he gets an a real apartment,
he's winning. Made it. Yeah, he made it.
Yeah,
he definitely made it.
Yeah, if he doesn't even need to get out of poverty, and he made it.
Yeah.
Like, he can make $11,000 a year. Well, Guido, and he'll be like, "I goddamn made it."
Guido told me that when his mom eventually goes, knock on wood, he's going to inherit a crazy amount of money.
And he's going to lose it the next
day.
Yeah, he's going to lose it
right away.
Yeah.
Fuck, bro.
unless his girlfriend invested in crypto.
Yeah.
Because she can double money.
She can double money. Because that's the problem is a lot of these gullible people. But unless his sister, because he has a smart sister, she might step in and be like, "Nah, I'm just going to give you an allowance." And because he's not a bad guy. He's just
dumb. Is the sister smart for real, though?
That's what he says. And when I heard her arguments, because he goes, he told me, "You sound like my sister." That's what she tells me. I was like, okay, at least someone in that family gets it.
That must be rough, having a brother like that.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Yeah, I'd go crazy.
I had two of my dad's cousins were like that. Just fucking dumb guys.
Yeah.
And I used to always, and I was talking to my brother about one of them. He was, I was like 7 or 8. He was in his 50s and I used to bully him.
Oh, I love that.
Because he used to call my mom and he always thought that, the 7-Up people wanted to murder him.
What? Wait, hold, what? What? Wait,
the owners what? Of 7-Up, because he was like, "I own land and underneath my land, it's the best water in the world. Everyone knows it's the best water in the world. 7-Up tried to buy it. I didn't want to sell it. And now they're trying to murder me." So, and the reason why he thought...
What?
He thought... I don't... The reason why he thought 7-Up wanted to buy his land... Because someone offered money for the land and he said no. And the guy was the drinking. Distributor for Pepsi and 7-Up. And then he said no. And God. The guy wanted to buy his land probably to fucking... build an apartment building or some bullshit. It wasn't to fucking build a factory for 7-Up. But okay, this is going to be the well, and we're getting our 7-Up water from Quebec City.
7-Up doesn't care about the water. Yeah,
they don't care. Like, it's poison. you fucking put sugar in bubbles. It could be piss, and it'll taste the same. So he used to call my mother, and he'd come over and talk about how 7-Up was trying to fucking murder him. And then...
Did they ever succeed?
The thing I used to do, whenever he'd call my mom, I had this hands-free phone that I'd put it on mute, and I'd just hit a button, so mute and unmute, and since it was an old thing from the 80s, it'd go like, and he'd be like, seven, and then he'd be like, "Did you hear that? Did you hear that?"
Oh, no.
And then my mom, she knew it was me. She was like, "No," and then he was like, They're listening. And then I'd be like, and he'd be like, "You heard that, right?" And she was like, "No." And then he was like, "They're listening. They're listening. They're trying to kill me. They're trying to kill me. They came to my house. They're trying to kill me. And I'd be like,
oh, no.
And then I just made him lose his shit, And I was like a little kid. Like, that's I was amazing. 7 or 8. Like, I was just, and I was talking to my brother. I was like, this was a fucking grown man. I don't know if he was 30 or 50, but he was a grown ass man. I was a 7-year-old. Fucking with him. What a dummy. It's a dummy.
They're so yeah.
The whole fucking family was weird. Like his brother was the janitor at the mall near my house.
Okay.
And he was afraid of bathtubs. So he was afraid of washing.
What?
I don't know. He was afraid of washing. But they were fucking mental. They were two fucking dummies.
Look up aside and Google. He's like, I'm not your uncle. Yeah.
And he was like, I'm not alone.
Yeah. Fear of bathtubs.
So
there's actual fear about this.
Yeah, you're gonna start using it as an excuse to your girlfriend.
Ablutophobia.
Hey, yeah. I'm so scared. I have a phobia.
So he wouldn't wash, and this was a normal one. He wouldn't wash, and then the owner of the mall at first was like, "Look, you stink. You stink, and you're scaring customers. So you're gonna have to clean the mall at night when there's no one here." You and stink. Then he was cleaning the mall at night, and then the owner was like, look, in the morning when we come in, it still smells like you. It smells like you. You're leaving your odor. So we're going to have to let you go. And then he was like, I need a job. And he was like, look, we can keep you outside. So if you can handle the garbage outside, you can mow the lawn, you can fucking spray whatever if there's shit.
And then next level
weirdo. When he talked to us, he was like, he'd laugh. He'd be like, these fucking guys say I stink too much. And we were like, yeah, you're disgusting.
You reek.
And their best friend, these two guys had a best friend that he lost a bunch of weight because he was he used to be normal and he was driving his family somewhere and he got into an accident and he murdered everyone in the car. So everyone in the car died except for him. So he got super nervous. So he couldn't drive anymore. But so he used to walk everywhere, but he used to walk like super far. Like he lived in the suburbs of Quebec City, like Loretteville, and he'd have his doctor was in St. Foy. There was like a 25-minute car ride and he'd walk there. So it'd take him like 6 hours. So he'd walk because he was a fucking dumb guy. He'd walk and he lost so much weight. But he lost like because they were all big, fat, and stupid, and he lost like a couple hundred pounds. So his belt, like at first he was making holes, and then it didn't work anymore. So he'd just get like cords that were on bales of hay, you know, like in farms, and he'd tie that around it
like the Scarecrow from Secret.
Yeah. So he'd have a fucking like his belt was just a string. And I was like, I was a little kid, and I was like, oh, this fucking guy. And he was
a train wreck.
He like all of these people, and the that guy wasn't in my family, but those two guys were my cousins. And I was like, I have that DNA.
I thought of that.
In me. Fuck. Like they are part of me. So they're even at me at my even if I become the best of what I can be.
I have that in me.
Like I'm garbage people.
Yeah, I thought of that myself. I told you about my uncles when I was little, and it was like a Christmas dinner, and he was trying to sell. Like he would open his jacket like a character in a video game, and he would have watches.
Sell your watches.
Yeah, and then my cousin's like, "How much is that?" He's like, "This is a very expensive watch. It's a couple hundred dollars, but for you, because you're my nephew," and he was young. He goes, "I'll give it to you for $37. So the nephew's like, "That one, okay." So he goes upstairs, my cousin, and he had the same watch. He bought it from like a store. It was like a $4 watch. Yeah. And he goes, "I have the same watch. It's $4." Like $4. Ah, he starts like he's trying to scam. Sometimes he would have like he'd open up his jacket. He'd have VCRs like on the like he'd walk around with like God a heavy damn. Coat and sell shit to people. God, and one of my cousins, he was older than me, so I must have been. Let's see, if I was 12, must have been almost 30. Like that age gap. And he's sitting there, and everyone's at the table. And he's talking. He's like, "I'm going to move. I'm going to go to California. I'm going to go to the States. I'm going to, you know, fuck this place." He's talking. He's talking a long time about moving. So then I ask what I thought was the logical question. I was a kid. I go, "So when are you moving?" And he goes, "I can't fly right now. Flight risk, something, just death threats and attempted murder. So they won't let me fly right now." I was like, "That's a big thing. Why are we glazing over that? That is a huge fucking thing."
Oh my God. Was he getting death threats or he was making
death threats? He was making them. He was making death threats to people. He was making death threats. And I was hearing so many stories. Like after when I got older, I remember that one, that weird cousin, he would just disappear for days on end and people were finding him. And then one day they found, because he didn't want to work, he was lazy. And then they found out, because he was like a chiseled guy, he was working like at 281, like he was a male.
He
was a stripper. Then his dad found out one day that he's there, and he got pissed and fucking barged in there and pulled him off stage with his
like,
no!
That's amazing!
That's so funny.
And I think so. I go, fuck, that's in me. That DNA is in me. Yeah.
Even like I talked about my train wrecks in my family, your train wrecks in your family. If Adam does everything right, he can maybe become one of those guys.
Oh, and that uncle I told you about, the guy who sold the watches. He was just dumb. He wasn't a bad guy, but he had one that, like, he philosophized a lot, and his sayings were always retarded. He had a theory as to why this was the greatest country on the planet. Did I ever tell you why?
I want to hear this.
No.
Canada, he was talking
Canada,
about?
Yeah, Canada. Greatest country. Why? He goes, you know why it's amazing? He goes, 99-cent pizza. This was back in the day when 99-cent pizza. He goes, do you realize that I could go in the store right now? You're not going to believe me, he goes, but it's true. I could pay a dollar and get a slice of pizza. Try it. I'm telling
you. Don't they have that in like a bunch of countries?
Right. The dumbest. I was like, what? How is he? Like, and he thought I wasn't going to believe him. He goes, I know you're young. You don't know, but I'm telling you. This restaurant you go to, it's 99 cents. Sometimes a bit of tax, but that's it. He goes, you can get a slice of pizza. You realize what I'm telling you right now? I was like, what the fuck?
Tell me.
That was in his head. He reached the pinnacle of humanity. There's 99 cents pizza. So many things.
What a dummy.
And the bed, I told you, I said on the Christmas episode a few years ago, he used to have an answering machine when you used to call him. It was him singing.
What was he singing?
He was singing his name. Yeah. He's like, you reached his name is Stelianos. Stelianos. Dun, 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 dun. I remember being like, this is insane.
Jesus, fuck. God, that's almost like George and Seinfeld.
Yeah, exactly.
Believe it or not, George
is at home. Believe it or not. And I was like, fuck, this is my family, bro. Fuck.
God damn.
Fuck.
Yeah, we're insane. Yeah.
But Adam makes me feel good for my apartment. Because my apartment, I had water damage this summer because of the AC.
It was not because the AC, it's because you kept steaming the apartment.
No, it's because of the AC in the summer. And it leaked, basically, and it damaged
the parquet
floor.
AC?
Oh, yeah.
When you kept putting it in the bath, I was like, I've never done that.
Yeah. I'm trying to find parquet flooring, but you can't find it anywhere. Online.
You should find parkour flooring.
No, nowhere. And, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. And I can't find it until I find it's that there's a square missing floor. So it's just no wood. It just.
You should put insulation. Oh,
yeah. Ask Adam to cut a piece off. You're like, bro, share with me.
But ever since I saw his apartment, I no longer feel bad for this. I'm like, I'll find eventually, you know. Yeah.
But I will say something. Adam, at least, he assumes where he is. He's happy about it. He doesn't lie. Yeah. There's another guy. You could consider him kind of him. I'm not too nervous because I'm not blood related to him. It's just through marriage. But this guy is such a dummy. So he's a big failure. He's like he would live in the basement until he was 40.
Oh,
you know,
shit.
Like that kind of. But he wouldn't assume. He would just lie about what he does. But the lies were too, like.
Oh, I remember this.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. Too elaborate. You know, my mom. Mom doesn't like that kind of shit. My mom gets really mad if you're trying to bullshit her. So mom was going. She was going to the Jewish General Hospital. She had a checkup. Whatever the fuck she had to go do. And he's there. He's working as a parking attendant. Like he sets your cars or whatever. He's the parking guy. He takes the ticket. He's like, hey, you're here. You know, it's going well. This and that. He's like, yeah. And she goes, oh fuck, you're working here. It's nice. And then he looks at her and goes, I'm not really working here. You know that, right? And she's like, what are you talking about? You have the vest, everything. You're a fucking parking guy. He goes, no, this is just a cover. A cover for what? And then, bro, he looks at my mom and goes, you ever heard of 9/11? My mom was like, September 11, 2001? Yeah. You ever heard of Osama bin Laden? I was like, yeah. That's all I can say. That's all I can say, bro. It's a matter of national security. My mom was like, are you fucking joking right now?
So was he pretending that he
to
was
be some kind of secret agent?
He was going to stop the next Osama bin Laden? Or
no,
he, was,
no, he can't say anything more. Mike, he can't say anything more. It's a matter of national security.
What a dummy.
Bro, my mom was angry. She's like, you fucking idiot. She goes, you're a parking attendant.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. So Jesus I prefer Christ. Adam to this.
Yeah, you're right. 100% right.
Yeah,
I agree.
Because this is mental.
Yeah, that's nuts. That'll drive you crazy. At least Adam won't. Like, it'll drive you kind of crazy. Like the stuff he's like, how, you know? But never in this sense.
My the guy that I used to scare with the thing that click click, he told my mom once. He used to talk about this girl that he was like, I love her, and I'm pretty sure she loves me. She just doesn't know yet. Like he was, I'm surprised he never murdered anyone. Or he probably did, but they never caught him. But he was like, he had told my mom, he was like, I know she, and he used to talk about her all the time. She was this French-Canadian named Nathalie, Natalie. But he used to call her Nathalie because it was spelt with an H. So he was like, I love Nathalie.
So he never spoke with her.
Yeah, he was like, Nathalie. And he told my mom, he was like, she always listens to this radio station. I'm going to call up and I'm going to dedicate. I'm going to ask them to play my favorite song and dedicate it to Nathalie. But it was a talk radio station.
So they don't have music.
They don't have music. So he calls up and he's like, I'm going to call at 6. Listen at 6. You're going to hear. So the guy's like, okay, we're talking about, let's say, a new bridge. What do you think about the new bridge? I'd like to dedicate a song to Nathalie. Oh, Nathalie, I want to do the sir, we don't have music here. No, but because Nathalie, she works at the IGA, and I love her, blah, blah. Okay, sir, all right, we're not going to play the song, but if Nathalie is listening.
This guy loves you.
This guy loves you. And then then he starts, and then he goes, we got a call here from Nathalie. And then she goes, my name's Julie. This fucking weirdo comes into the store. He keeps on calling me Nathalie all the time. My name's not Nathalie. Nathalie's not a name. It's Natalie. That's not my name. I'm Julie. Stop coming into the store.
Oh my God.
That's amazing. Oh, it's bad radio isn't fucking recorded.
What a dummy.
Well, it's not like forever.
Poor guy. What a dummy.
They exist,
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
If you guys have any funny family stories, leave them in the comments.
Oh, yeah, for
real. Let us know. Share that. Should we keep forgetting to tell people? Yeah. Share this stuff with us because that'll give us a reason to look at them and laugh. So share any funny stories. We might share them on the episode. MikeWard.ca for all of Mike Ward stuff. Yeah. One of the most important stuff is Suzukut, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. If you go to patreon.com/Suzukut, you can get the Suzukut episodes live. Watch them when they come out directly from the bordel, or get the entire back catalog of episodes. Patreon.com/Pantels for all of my stuff. We're talking The Intellectuals, Pantels Podcast, French Cast, the new projects I'm working on. I made a documentary about my favorite soccer team, AEK Athens. It's on the Patreon. It's only ever going to be on the Patreon. In Bell Poseidon, new shows.
Plus, you got your shows here Tuesday night, 9:15, every Tuesday at Le Bordel. Go to lebordel.ca, tickets.
Yeah, or it's in my link tree on my website. We have the tickets
and
all there.
And plus, you're starting that show on Crescent.
Yeah, with Poseidon and Josh Shapiro every Wednesday night. It's going to be like a game show. It's called Comfort Zone.
Yes.
And it's pretend. What is it exactly?
So basically, the comics will have to perform a set. But they have like a challenge to overcome at the same time.
Yeah.
So like they can be eating
mental disabilities.
They can like one example is they can have a shock collar on and they try to do a set with a shock collar. I don't know who would choose that, but I'm just giving it as an example. Or like they eat something spicy, like a hot pepper.
One of them is gonna have to be funny while Poseidon's blowing him.
Yeah.
And this show, you can go see it. What's the name of the room?
The third floor comedy club
On top of Stogie's on Crescent.
Yeah.
And it's also live on Pantel's Comedy.
On the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't even need to be a Patreon member.
We don't think so. I think we're going to do it publicly, that one.
Okay.
Unless it gets too crazy, then we might have to go back to Patreon.
Yeah.
All right. Patreon.com/Pantels. It supports all the crazy shit that you see Poseidon do. Poseidon is ThePoseidon69 online. I am Poseidon is his link tree. Thank you all, and go fuck yourselves.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.